Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy baby sticky seeds with 50 as a pop or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
Coming to you from the UCB Theater in L.A. It's in the year 2015, on Tuesday, February 10, starring Dudley Moore and Bo Derek. I had a blast and a half interrupting the final two Twilight movies at San Francisco last weekend as part of the SF Sketchfest, and I look forward to interrupting Pretty Woman this Friday night at the in Traverse City at the Traverse City Winter Comedy Festival, where I'm also doing a Doug Loves Movies on Saturday at 4:20 and a co-headlining show with the great Todd Barry later that night. Todd Barry, yeah. Sunday, Doug Loves Movies returns to the Nerd Melt showroom at Meltdown Comics over there on Sunset at 4:20-ish in Vancouver, Canada. I'm doing stand-up at the Vogue Theater on Friday, February 20th, but bring your name tags. We'll do some games at the end of the show, DougLovesMovies.com, for more info. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. Here's a tweet I received from Don't Mind Me 41 the morning after the Grammys. When speeches go long at music awards, they should start playing a movie to hurry them up. This has been Tweet Relief, awards show edition. The prize bag is so chock full of stuff. There's a schmovie in here, of course. I think it's the last one. Doug Loves Movies. I don't know. There's no Doug Loves Movies t-shirts. There's like some Doug Loves Movies buttons that I've shown you before, but lots of other stuff that we'll go through with the guests. I want to get them out here. As you can see, we got four chairs set up here tonight. Please give a big warm welcome to Andy Haynes, Brooks Whelan, Bill Dwyer, and Allison Rosen. Here they come.
Pete Pete Holmes Award. Pete Holmes Award.
Oh, she gets it.
She wants it.
Yay.
She went after it. You really got it. That's Allison Rosen, everybody. She brought stickers for that promote her podcast, Allison Rosen is Your New Best Friend, and a copy of a motion picture starring Jeff Fahey called 100 Below Zero.
It's a classic.
With the great catchphrase, cold as hell.
It's in Kelvin.
That Jeff Fahey, he knows.
Yeah. I don't know to what you're referring. And this other thing you brought is
this
Shark Attack pack, and it's all these crazy shark movies, including Shark Island.
Do you know how much you'd have to pay to get them separately? But in this one disc that someone gave me that I'm now giving you, you get it for free, and I hope that person doesn't listen to this.
All right. Yeah, that's true. They're re-gifting that amazing Shark Pack attack. And some sunglasses that are like a fish or something?
I think they're thunderbolts.
Thunderbolts? And a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles ooze action figure of Raphael.
Don't act like you're reading that for the first time and like you don't have one of your own.
I think I don't have anything like this. Well, thank you for bringing all that stuff. And then you were also shoving out.
That's like enough stuff to where you robbed a family. Like,
she was.
There's a dad thing, a mom thing, and two kid things.
That's Brooks Whelan, everybody. First time guest.
Where I've never been on.
Brooks Whelan. She brought some little thunderbolts that you can put on your tennis shoes.
Robbed a baby with that one.
I was decluttering.
What did you bring, Brooks?
Oh, my God. I just moved back to Los Angeles, and so I had a bunch of shit scattered everywhere. I was like, I'm going to bring something fun. I looked through my old CDs, and I brought the original Marijuana Logs CD from...
No packaging. Ooh, just
no packaging.
Brand
just
new.
The CD.
No packaging.
Is that brand new?
I'm sure it's fine. I'm sure it's great
probably
condition.
Probably has some scratches from a 92 Geo Prism that
just
I used to
lick
drive.
It.
Yeah. But I used to listen to that thing while I drove all over Iowa. It's the best.
Oh, well, thank you very much. That's awesome. Who brought the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue?
I did.
That's Andy Haynes, everybody.
Oh, good one, Andy.
Try to look at him while I'm showing you this over here.
With that obese woman on the front.
See, yeah, it's very confusing on TV when they say there's an obese woman and they show the cover and you're like, what?
She can barely keep her undies on.
She's yeah, so that's fat. Really, it's a, she's bursting this, out of them.
This was a
big fat thing. Feel so sorry for her.
That fupa just pushing them down.
Poor this big was, fatty.
The crazy people thing were is offended by this part right here.
Yeah, boobs are out,
especially
vagina.
Especially the stores where I was just stood there and did this all the time.
Gelson's.
Okay, and then our old friend Bill Dwyer is here, you guys.
I am. I'm an old friend of Doug's. We go way back. I brought a deliciously ironic T-shirt of a television show that I just did, unironically. Okay. Yeah, it's back.
Oh, Comics Unleashed.
It's
oh
back, baby. Just as average as before.
Listen, Bill, I just got to ask you, man, like, what do you think about summer?
Tim Robinson had the best sketch idea about Comics Unleashed. We're right at the beginning. Byron Allen drops all the cards.
Oh.
So he doesn't know what to ask. He's like, so you, Bill, you was just at the zoo, right? No, you were. That was you, Andy. You were at the zoo. Okay, which one of you's behind? My name's Byron Allen. Okay.
Well,
that's not my idea. That's Tim
Robinson.
You
just have to throw out some kind of a noun and somebody would have something out of it. Driving, the mall, zoo, dolphins. And then everyone does their bit. There's no interaction at all if you ever watch that show. Nothing.
So, Bill, you have
worse than this.
Did you table that for Doug Loves TV?
Absolutely.
I also DLTV. Brought one last thing in the prize bag. I think this was a name tag last week here from our friend at Balloonski. The balloon that he made that's supposed to be me. It's really in bad shape.
What are you, a swimsuit model? Look at you.
The joint in my hand, though, that's really holding up nicely. It's just I'm really falling apart over here.
That's a piece of art.
I think my head's pointed the wrong way.
That's like literally amazing. That's fucking amazing.
That's the most elaborate balloon I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, no, this guy does amazing work. Go to Balloonski, Balloonski.
It's a great plug for him.
Yeah. Polish fella.
Yeah.
Balloonski.
Imagine where it's shortened from.
So all of that is going to be somebody's tonight.
All of it.
All of that stuff.
All of it.
Yes. That's all in the prize bag. Do you remember how all this stuff works tonight, Bill?
Yeah, I do. But I wouldn't mind keeping these, though.
You can
swings. Make your shoes fly.
I want to give them to you. I don't know if I have the authority to do that.
What does that mean?
He wants them, and I'm saying I want to hand them.
Oh, yeah, you can have them.
No, I won't wear them.
So you lied when you said I wanted them.
I do that sometimes.
Okay.
I don't know who you are anymore.
Yeah, that's weird.
And also before I didn't either.
Yeah.
A lot of levels.
Nothing has changed in the 11 minutes that this program has been. Allison, have you been to the motion pictures lately or seen something at home on whatever kind of device you watch movies on?
Oh, I don't know if you noticed, Doug, but I have more free time lately. So, yes, I have. I caught up on Her, which I had wanted to see for a while, and I really liked it. I've been a fan of Joaquin Phoenix since back in the Leaf Phoenix days.
The best picture nominee from last year.
Yeah, I'm okay. Au courant. And then...
I like Joaquin in Memphis.
What is that? Well,
I'm going to go.
Wait your turn.
And then I also...
Wait your turn.
I just had James Gunn on my podcast, so I rewatched Guardians of the Galaxy and loved it again.
Oh, James Gunn is awesome.
Yes. Yeah. I know he was on this show recently, too, right?
Mm-hmm. He did the little dance. The
Baby Groot dance.
Mm-hmm. That was awesome. Michael Rooker, not good at knowing anything about movies, but super nice guy. What did you say you saw?
I saw Her.
Oh, yeah.
I noticed you not taking that in the first time I said
it. No, I took it in too much. Like, you know, the whole movie was flashing through my head because I just saw it recently on HBO and was kind of sucked into it. Like, I was like, I'll watch for a few minutes, and then I watched the whole thing, and I really like it.
I did, too. I didn't realize how stylized it was going to be, and I liked that about it.
It's very stylized, and it's also about, like, it felt like as close to poetry as movies get, if I could dare say that.
You just did.
And
I agree.
And it's depressing as fuck.
Tonally, it kind of reminded me, and by the way, this is not funny, of Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, which I also really liked.
Tonally, yes. And Where the Wild Things Are.
No, tonally, not totally.
Bill, what about you?
I saw The Weary of Everything. The Theory of Everything? Oh, Jesus.
Whoa,
how
wait a second.
Tedious was that thing?
Okay. Tedious?
Right? That's what it's called, right? The Theory of Everything?
About, yes, Stephen Hawking.
I saw the
right
one.
And I just couldn't get past the fact that he looked like Austin Powers throughout the whole movie. Like, Jesus, can I get some laugh? Something. I don't even like Austin Powers, but I was craving something. This is acting. It's contorting. That's what it is. God, that movie just... Somebody, Well, let's go for a walk.
Don't go see the Elephant Man on Broadway. Whatever you do, it's just Bradley Cooper going, "I'm not handsome."
That was they did that on TV years ago. Like when I was a kid, man, back in the early 80s, maybe. Like the Elephant Man was on TV. Like that, and not with makeup, just somebody, I don't even know who it was, but he dies because he wanted to lay down.
I saw Billy Crudup.
Spoiler alert. That.
Didn't, like, David Bowie do it at some point? Maybe he played
David
the doctor. I don't know.
It has a rich history of not using special effects.
David Bowie?
No, the Elephant Man.
Oh, yeah.
Brooks.
Go? Okay. I just saw Boyhood, which was great. It should have been called Three Dope Dads. I saw Whiplash, which I dug because he's just watching a dude bully nerds for an hour and a half. I liked Foxcatcher a bunch because I grew up wrestling. I really enjoyed that. I saw a bunch. I lived in New York and it's fucking cold, so you just see movies. I saw like most of the movies. It was awesome. Maybe not a homeless guy, but a crazy guy. I was walking on Houston in the Lower East Side. I saw a crazy guy roasting movie posters alone. Like, I was walking by him. He just, like, would stop at a movie poster and make fun of it and then move to the next movie poster. It was fucking beautiful. I just saw him stop in front of Foxcatcher. He goes, "I don't know, gay PE teacher." And he moved on to the next one. It was fucking wonderful.
Bill, get him on your show.
Yeah. I'm really bummed I didn't just be like, do more. I left because I was like, he's probably going to ask me for money now. But it was really cool. Anyway, see gay PE teacher. Steve Carell is great in it.
Good answer.
Did you see the Oscar screeners? Is that what you mean?
No, well, I just, all those movies seemed good. I didn't get any of the screeners, so I just went to the theaters. Manager kept all my screeners, which I just found out about. I was like, why didn't I get any screeners? She's like, oh, I had them sent to my office. I was like, God damn it.
I've got voting to do.
Yeah, I got voting to do. Yeah, exactly.
What about you, Andy? Oh, by the way, I should mention that Andy is, along with Tony Hinchcliffe and I, the three of us, are going to be the comedy entertainment on the 311 cruise.
That's awesome. Okay. I want to do that.
And that's sold out.
Is that a real thing? Well, yeah. It's going to be my third out of this will be their fourth cruise, I believe. And it's one of the best things that's ever happened.
I want to do that for the Kid Rock cruise. I want to be that guy. They don't think they get humor, though, as much as 311.
They, they probably have a comedian.
I got to figure it out.
Somebody come out there and shout for a while.
I just want to film that experience that you guys have.
Okay.
Who else is on that cruise, Doug?
It's a bunch of other bands that are handpicked by 311 and their management. Like, it's a really kind of a nice eclectic mix of music. And but the 311 fans are just, they are very much into it. Most of them have it tattooed on their body somewhere. or at the very least, it's in their Twitter handle. And which is, I think, is a big commitment to any one band. So they're really, people love them.
And then we're going to Jamaica.
And we're just gonna,
but really? Like,
all the shows they do, though, you're just on the top deck of the boat. So you're just like on a boat set, cool music instead of just, somebody playing hot, hot, hot on the, fucking steel drum 24/7.
Does that one guy still go by Peanut?
Yeah, Peanut has been, he's been on this show, as a matter of fact. And
I love that.
Yeah, and I love knowing a guy named Peanut.
I opened for Ludacris at the University of Florida a few months ago. It was the worst experience of my life.
I saw this movie called Start Up. It was on Amazon, and it's got, what's that? He's really great, that Australian actor. He was in like
Russell Crowe.
Nope. Dark Knight.
He's John Hamm.
The guy in Killing Them Softly that's like the dirtbag. Like you know what I'm talking about. He's in a lot of stuff.
Heath Ledger.
Ed Lorenzo.
Australian Dark Knight, Heath Ledger.
No.
Guy Pierce is it?
No, he's like I can't think of it, but it was really great. And then I also saw that.
Well, hang on a second, Grandma. I want to figure this one out.
He's like not famous yet, but he's got, you guys all know him. He's great. He's got like gray hair, and he just plays like the worst guy ever in everything. But he's great at it. Did everybody see Killing Them Softly? And remember the guy that like takes care of the dogs, and then he's talking about having sex with a prostitute, and he gives up their cover. Hey guys,
Ben Mendelsohn.
That's his name. There he is.
Ben Mendelsohn is what we were looking for.
Of the
All
Mendelsohn
right,
family.
Everybody, keep an eye out for Mendelsohn.
Mendelsohn,
he's great.
Hashtag Mendelsohn. Well, I'm having a blast just talking to you guys, but this is the part where I have to say, let the games begin. Lady and gentlemen, I'd like you to go out into the audience and select the name tags you like to play for. There's a lot of wrestling in the crowd tonight. Pretty awesome. Pretty awesome name tag turnout tonight.
What do we do?
And while you guys do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back. And we're back. Andy Haynes, who are you playing for tonight?
I'm playing for Cameron Crowe's feet.
Well, that's clever.
It's a hard one to say.
Okay.
It's two possessives. Cameron's Crowe's feet. Cameron Crowe, Cameron Crowe's feet.
Yeah. It's a fun piece of art they made there.
I like it.
Yeah. All right, cool. Who are you playing for, Brooks?
Hannah. She put it on Oreos. So I think I get to keep
That's
the Oreos.
A genius move.
I think, he gets to keep it right, Hannah.
Hell yeah. Thank
you
so
much. Yeah, that's basically a bribe to get you to pick that.
Dude, it's that easy.
It worked. I'm really proud of all of us. Bill, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for the good, the bad, and the Abby.
Oh, she really...
Maple syrup not...
Don't say it! And Allison? Oops.
I'm playing for Gabriel, who put his name on a Real Genius poster, which I love because it's one of my favorite movies.
And he did it the same way that Abby did. It's just like a square with his face in it, plastered over the original head. I like it. It's an interesting look. Gabriel Genius. He truly is. Do we hear from Mark Wahlberg yet?
No.
Oh, shoot. Mark Wahlberg was going to send us a line for tonight, but hopefully he's okay. Our prayers and thoughts go out to him and all his family. Everybody at Wahlbergers.
Wait. Mark Wahlberg might listen to this? I got to up my talking about pussy game.
I don't think...
You got to up your listening to this game.
Are you excited about the Entourage movie?
I mean, I'm more excited for the Pretend movie. That one where he's the DJ in Japan. I want to see that fucking thing.
What movie?
The movie within the movie.
Yeah, the trailer is like the beginning. You're like, what did they do? Because it's Vinny DJ in Japan, and then like, then it's like R.E.B. I'm like, what'd you do? And I want to see that movie.
That's a really good R.E. impersonation.
Yeah, I know. Wow. I was on SNL. It was pretty good.
Cookie Monster.
That's why I got fired. Brooks, can you do R.E.? Wow! All right, you gotta go, man.
Is that how it went down?
Yeah, that's pretty much how it went down.
Brooks Whelan!
At least you got Don Pardo.
You got in on the cutoff on that. That's pretty sweet.
Because now it's Daryl Quiet Hammond.
I don't...
Brooks Whelan.
Look, it's all
that's
good.
Be.
I'm just excited to play for Hannah right now, I'll tell you that.
No, not ready.
Good
for
old Hannah Oreo. Well, everybody did a great job this week with the name tags. I'm very proud. And based on our time constraints, we'll see how this first game works out. This might be the only game we play tonight. Just depends on how quickly it goes.
Well, at this rate.
Yeah, right? I'm slowing it down to just talk about how I hope it doesn't get slowed down. Let's play Last Man Stanton. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jordan, have you ever suggested someone for this? Yeah. Were you good at it? Did you give us a good one?
I don't think so.
Who would you nominate in this crowd to help us out tonight and give us a really good one?
That guy with the beard and the hat.
The guy with the beard and the hat.
Oh, that narrows it down.
wow. So. Okay, everybody. an actor, actress, or director with a very large body of work, lots of movies, for us to name. Cate Blanchett. I like that. Have we done that before, Cate Blanchett? All right, I'll play two.
Damn it,
Allison, you can go first though. Who?
What happens if I draw a blank? I cannot think of one Cate Blanchett movie.
Jesus. You can totally think of one. Just breathe for a second. Stop looking at...
She looks like all those other blonde
Gabriel
people.
Gabriel Genius. Stop looking at that poster. Do you put a shit in on the back? Because
yeah.
You're probably going to read it. I hope you win, Allison.
Damn it.
Sorry. I'm sorry, Gabriel. This. I honestly can't. I feel like maybe once the Cate Blanchett seal is broken, then they'll flood to me. But I honestly, yeah. There's not one coming.
Okay,
to me.
Well, don't worry because you can pass once.
Oh, good. Oh no, I think I'm gonna save that.
Did you think of one while I was saying that? Because I was joking around about being able to pass.
Oh. Well, was she in I Heart Huckabees?
No.
Well, then that's that other blonde woman.
All right, so you're
out. I wish
out.
We were doing her.
So, like, that's what I was thinking. We might need to play another game. Bill?
I know there's I'm drawing a blank, too. I know she, I know she's
gonna be devastated if she hears this.
I know.
She's, like, so famous.
The great Cate Blanchett. Right? Wasn't she just, right, that Woody Allen movie, right? Whatever that one was?
Flowers
for Algernon.
You're just helping.
What was it called again?
Okay, good.
Radio Days.
Good guess.
Radio Days! Guess. No. Are we doing a...
All right, Bill, you're out.
Deanne Wiest?
She'd be good.
Oh, yeah, she good. Yeah,
Parenthood.
We know lots of
Edward
Diane Wiest movies.
Why not Gene Hackman?
The Package.
God rest his soul.
Why not so many options?
Cate Blanchett.
I thought that was... You should have protested quicker on this.
One? I think I have one.
All right, Brooks has... No, you're out.
Well, you gave it to me. Is it Blue Jasmine?
Yeah.
Blue Jasmine!
Oh. You said the Woody Allen movie!
I was like, I know that.
I tried to stop him
from
giving out those kind of clues.
I didn't... You helped me. Thank you.
That's good, man.
Yeah.
There's one about the queen, Andy.
Hannah, you got fake Bill.
Hey, where were you when I went?
Yeah, what are you doing? You do
I don't know if you and I will ever enjoy each other's company. I don't know. There's obviously a tension, and it's not sexual.
Who knew these movies, but you're falling on a sword for us? What is happening?
Well, I like Andy a lot.
Yeah, but
you
haven't
really grown to enjoy, and I don't really know Allison too well.
No, but you didn't do any. Why did you pass? You said none, but you know
Doug shut me down. He didn't let me pass when I started.
But you're not allowed to pass.
You get to pass once.
Yeah, you're out, Bill.
You get to pass once.
I'm not there.
Yes.
Good one.
I'm supposed to be writing these down. So the first one was Blue Jasmine. And then I'm not there. And I'll go with... no. The Monuments Men.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh,
good one.
Yeah.
Monuments Men, where she played that French German woman.
Monuments Men.
Yeah.
All right. You two are out. Back to Brooks.
Well, Bill gave me the other one.
Allison's out?
Apparently I'm out.
Yeah, you guys are both out.
He gave me the other one, but I can't think of... is
what
it Queen,
are called, right?
Queen Elizabeth?
No, that's not it.
No, that's not it.
I guess I'm out.
Nice
an
try.
Earlier queen.
Nice try. All right. It's on you now, Andy.
Come on, Andy.
You could
there
do it,
man.
There
was that Billy Bob Thornton and Bruce Willis movie she was
oh,
in.
Oh, my God.
Come on. Come on, Andy. Sorry, Allison. Come on,
really.
Andy. You know this one, Andy. There was that one. Come on.
It's like you lost, like you quit a bowling match, but then stuck around and kept giving pointers on how to bowl.
Which, I think I'm wrong. She was, I'm wrong when I say Michael Clayton, right? That's the other British skinny lady.
Tilda Swinton.
Yeah, fuck.
All right. So... Who even won that?
You got to give one though, Doug.
Kate
you win
Blanchett
it.
Did.
I'll
not win
it, but I'm not playing for anybody or anything.
So oh,
I was just Kate playing Blanchett. Along.
Who do you?
So I'm trying to figure amongst you who did the best.
Andy.
Yeah, I'd say Andy because I wouldn't have known.
Because I thought of one.
Yeah.
What's the one I'm thinking of with Billy Bob Thornton and Bruce Willis? What?
Bandits.
Bandits. Is that it?
I'm gonna go with Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers.
Oh, of course, yeah. She's in all the Lord of the Rings.
She's in all those. Never. We could have done a run on those. It's hard to remember the after the colon part though. Yeah. But great job, you guys.
Thank you so much.
Oh, we got plenty of time though.
Yeah.
No, that means that was a warm up for a much more difficult and complicated game.
We'll do better.
So who did we decide was the winner of that one?
Andy
won? Yeah, okay. Andy won.
All right, you get to go first then in a game of Leonard Maltin. Leonard cool. Maltin game. I thought we'd get some actor, you know, that we'd name like 50 movies between the five of us, but we got to... We got to about four.
Cate Blanchett was a great choice, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was.
That yeah,
was.
If you wanted a challenge.
Yeah.
It was a great choice.
No, no,
which
she's like the Kevin Bacon.
She's been nominated for Academy Awards, hasn't she?
Like a bunch.
Hasn't she won one?
Six.
Aviator.
She won
for the
Blue
Aviator.
Jasmine.
Or Blue Jasmine, yeah. She won Best Actress for Blue Jasmine, but was nominated for Aviator.
She did Audrey Hepburn, right? She played a Hepburn.
Kind of Catherine Hepburn, yeah.
Catherine.
An earlier Hepburn.
She did Catherine Heigl. Hepburn. She was Catherine Heigl.
She
in
played
film.
Catherine Heigl in 27 Dresses.
Yeah.
In the Catherine Heigl story.
She played Howard Hughes in 27 Dresses.
She played Howard Hughes' fingernails.
She was a third
wait,
jar
of piss.
Did
she play Amelia Earhart?
Yeah, I just...
Was
no,
that?
Wait.
Who that was?
Hillary Swank.
Oh, why didn't we do Hillary Swank?
Yeah.
That would have been great.
That would have been much better.
The boxer, Hillary Swank, right? She was in that.
Oh, you're the worst.
$1 million
you're the worst.
$1 million
that was the fighter.
Boys don't cry.
That was what she was.
Please stop.
Boys don't cry.
She was in Rocky, just Rocky Balboa.
Rocky Six.
Oh,
she played
shit.
Tommy Machine Gun.
Susan out of the furnace, right?
Tommy Machine Gun.
P.S. I love you.
P.S. Yes.
I love you.
I one time met Hillary Swank, and I was working at a cafe in her hometown of Bellingham, Washington. And to be funny, I went, I really loved you in The Next Karate Kid. It was right after she'd won the Oscar.
Was she? Oh, that's very funny.
She rolled away in laughter. It was like she turned into a Tasmanian devil.
I thought she was in a wheelchair when you said she rolled away from that movie.
She had Professor X's chair. She floated away.
Yeah.
All right. So Andy gets to go first.
Yeah.
Then we'll go to Brooks, and Andy gets to pick a category.
Oh.
Settle down, Bill.
It's exciting. I love the action.
No more hints about things. Keep it to yourself.
Kind of like when he does that.
It's very helpful. Yeah. Inherent Lice, which of course is summer camp movies. Did a great job hosting the Grammys the other night. What a fun, funny dude. This is LOL Cool J. That's comedies with LL Cool J in them.
No, and really? No, really?
I was able to find two, Bill.
Okay, let's not do that one.
All right, settle down, like I was trying to say earlier.
You did say earlier.
And the Babadookie, that's horror movies that Leonard gave 2 stars or less.
I'm going to do Inherent Lice because I was a camp counselor for 10 years. So
there you go. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a
failed up.
Nice. That's a good one.
Nice work.
Yeah.
You might be disappointed, though, by this because...
The Parent Trap.
2 stars.
No. The original.
No pre-guessing.
Okay.
2 stars from Leonard Maltin for this movie from the year is 1980. He says one of the actors in this movie easily out-acts their co-star with a solid performance. And also, this movie is not as sleazy as it sounds.
Oh,
Bill, settle down. 8 names. Wait a second, 9 names. How many names can you get it in out of 9?
Oh,
I think I know what movie it is, so I'm going to try.
Might want to go 0 names then, or...
Well, that's a...
Of course, you can go into negative names.
I'm going to say 4 names.
Oh, okay. Just to be safe. Brooks, can you bid less?
No, I would say I would need 9 and not get it.
So I guess you're getting a corner there. You might just have to say to Andy, name that movie.
I don't want to do that because I think it's more fun if other people. I'll say 3. I'll say I can do it in 3.
But then the next person's gonna. All right, never mind.
He's basically saying it'd be more fun if Andy didn't win.
Yeah.
Well, no, why should Andy get to show off?
Basically, I just
want to
play.
I'll go one.
He says he only needs 1 name, Allison.
1 goddamn name. That's all I need, Allison.
I'll go 0. Because I feel like I know what movie it is, but I feel like I might have the name wrong. That's the problem.
Okay, well, we'll see about that.
How about you, Andy?
Back around to you.
How you feeling, huh?
It's miraculously back around to Andy Haynes.
I'll say 0, I guess.
No, you
can't. She said 0, so you have to go -1, which is you have to name the movie and the top billed person in the film.
Ooh!
Or -2.
I could say, I bet they're not top billed. Now, I bet they're not top billed when the movie was made, though, right? Or does that matter?
I don't know exactly where these are dug up from. It's just sometimes it's kind of arbitrary. You have to take your best shot.
Okay,
but generally, it's the most famous people or whatever.
-1.
I'm going
to
try.
-1, Brooks. So now we're back
that
to
movie.
There.
Name,
yeah,
name that movie. That's
I tried to make that happen a long time ago.
Is it Meatballs?
Hang on a second.
Yeah, not as racy as it sounds.
You have to say the name of the movie and the top billed performer. Then once you've said all that, then I'll tell you if you're correct.
I already
or
got
not.
It wrong, I guess. Meatballs and Bill Murray.
No, I'm sorry. The answer is Little Darlings. Sounds pretty
way
sleazy
off.
Now, doesn't it?
Right, I know, and it's
about the girls racing to lose their virginity at summer camp.
They're right,
knew
having
it.
Having
is it
a contest about getting fucked?
Is it Jodie Foster and Christy McNichol? Is it 1 and 2?
It's Tatum O'Neal and Christy McNichol.
Damn it! I would have lost anyway. So,
oh, but you really knew it was Little Darlings.
I thought it was Little Foxes.
Too. That's yes. I was going back and forth between Little Darlings and Little Foxes.
Really?
How weird. Because there's like
maybe
a Fox Force 5 something that had those girls in it. I think.
Oh, really?
There's
Little
Darlings
doesn't sound racy to me because
Brooks Whelan is on the board, and yes, as someone said in the audience.
Okay. Well done, Brooks.
Oh,
well
yeah.
Played.
Oh my God.
Fox
Amazing.
Force 5 was in Pulp Fiction.
See.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, so what happened there? Who got... Brooks challenged.
Right.
So Brooks gets the points.
Yeah, you got the point, and now Allison gets to pick the next category, and then it's going to come at you, Bill.
Okay.
So be ready.
Okay.
Want to do some lines? That's motion pictures where there's a conga line. Breaks out. Or the cocktail category, which is movies that have drinks named after them or, you know, for them at the bar at the Arclight Cinemas here in Hollywood. And nobody ever picks that one.
That's my favorite bar, so please.
That dive?
And we're going to need a bigger goat, which is, of course, movies that are set on a farm. So do you want a farm, a conga line, or drinks, you know, named after it?
It's definite between farm and conga line. Mm. And I'm going to go...
I really was trying to push that drinks thing.
Conga line.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Somebody in the audience...
Stoked about conga
really had it. Yeah. Really had an emotional reaction.
For it.
I just want to have my next birthday at the Arclight Bar. We're getting fucked up.
Is that
okay? So Leonard calls this movie a bomb. Doesn't care for this movie at all. 1993 is the year. Leonard calls this movie witless. He says it's a debacle.
I like that a bunch.
And oh boy,
a debacle. A film. It was a debacle.
Yeah.
Like they dropped the camera halfway through.
Yeah.
And then the kids ran onto the set and they just kept filming them. It was a fucking debacle.
Listen, you guys, it's a witless debacle where from 1993 where a conga line breaks out and there's seven names listed. How many names can you get it in, Allison Rosen? Is your new best friend.
I'm supposed to start.
No, it's going to start with Allison.
Oh, okay.
Then go to you.
I thought she picked and then I started. I thought
that no, that's not how that works.
He did
at all.
Say that. Okay.
No, I said it would go to him next.
It's like Doug's driving a car and you're in the back being like, what the fuck, man? You said we'd stop here.
Doug's driven with me too. I'm just like that.
I can name this in four names.
Three.
Oh. Brooks?
Two.
What the hell is happening? Andy?
He obviously can't name it. So name that movie, Brooks.
All right, so you get two names.
Are they the top or the bottom?
They're the bottom.
Oh, fuck. I haven't, yeah, I listened to this a while ago. I love this.
I tried to keep this game from you guys tonight, but we but we had plenty of time. So your two names.
Okay.
Are Steve James
mm-hmm.
and Tom Wright.
Okay. I won't
so
wait.
That's I'm no help at all.
Protection.
But you might have already had a sense of what you think it might be.
No, I didn't at
so
all.
Just guess.
I'm not going to wait.
A witless debacle with a conga line in it.
I won't waste anybody's time. I have no fucking clue. I'll just say I literally have no idea. And I know this movie came out. That movie came out in 91. I don't even know movies that came out in 93. Philadelphia. I think that came out in 93.
Yeah, seven names in Philadelphia. Yeah. There wasn't any stars in that movie.
It wasn't too much wit, I gotta say.
But you remember the conga line.
It was also a debacle.
Yeah.
Because he got
I just tried to think of a movie from 93. It might
Philadelphia, a goddamn mess.
Bomb. Philadelphia.
Bomb. all right, so this actual movie is this, you know, this is a tricky one. I'd be amazed if anybody ever figured it out. It's a motion picture called Weekend at Bernie's 2.
Oh.
Look over there. I knew it.
Damn it. I have a fucking joke about Weekend at Bernie's too.
You do?
It's just like the only way I'll believe that film is if the phrase "I honestly can't believe this is happening again" is used 700 times.
That's all they say the whole movie. Or "I'm on vacation," which is what McClane says now.
They could have just used Bernie.
Like, I'm tired of saying
of everything.
What?
The theory of everything. They could have just put Bernie in the wheelchair, and it would have been would have been way better.
All right.
No, he's got a theory. He's got a theory.
A theory for party.
Look, he's waving. Look,
did they ever say Shagadelic in that movie? Theory of everything?
No,
he kept saying, ever go, gravity is Shagadelic, no, baby.
He kept saying, no, baby, no.
Have you seen where
about his disease?
Same teeth and the same glasses as Austin Powers. And then he's raising his eyebrows, which is all he can do. Right? One, yeah. Oh, man. I'm telling you, see it.
Is just, Beyonce in it?
Huh? No, but she should have been. I'll tell you. Eddie Redmayne should give back that SAG award.
Oh, behave. All right. brought that to a grinding halt. Andy's on the board. Andy just got a point.
Thank you for knowing nothing, Brooks.
Ah, fuck you, man. That's mean.
It could have been Philadelphia.
I did Philadelphia. Did it come out in 93 or 92? I don't know. Whatever. Okay. No one knows? All right.
Oh, I don't know if anybody knows.
I mean, he won an Oscar in like 93.
Who's memorizing much of anything about Philadelphia other than...
I'm just thinking of what year Tom Hanks won the Oscar for that. I feel like it was in the 93 Oscar. He
won 2 years in a row.
Yeah, Forrest Gump was like... I was going off Forrest Gump. It was the year before that. I don't know. 93,
it's confirmed.
Okay.
Thank God.
Man.
Phew.
My dad took me to the movies, and he wanted to see Forrest Gump, and I made him see Baby's Day Out instead.
Oh.
I stand by
it. Yeah, that was a good choice. Yeah.
Baby's Day Out is, it's so insane how many perils that baby
oh my God.
That's
is
burnt.
Going through, and then also how much pain that baby inflicts on the bad guys.
Right.
It's a prequel to Mr. Magoo.
I like that. That's Vern Troyer's first film for real. He was the baby double in that film.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's real.
Good factoid.
I mean, I'm not 100% on that.
I feel like it...
That's why it's a factoid. Yeah.
I'd say 50% that might be right.
No, I think you're right. I think
it's
that's accurate.
It's a fiction toy.
I heard
it was the baby from American Sniper.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's like a thing I'll tell in a garage, but not into a microphone. Like, that's why I don't...
You tell it into a garage?
Like I'm saying, if we're in a garage, I'll throw that fact
out. Why would we be in a garage?
I'm saying I've said that fact out loud to people before, but I've never into a microphone, which is why I don't understand why Brian Williams lied like into cameras.
What?
I'm saying like I'll tell lies if I'm not being recorded.
If you're in a garage.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, that makes sense.
That's my idea of hanging out.
Where'd you say place, Brooks? A garage.
Apologies to put your hands together, but this is an exciting matchup. I like how this is going. And who just challenged who on that last one?
Anyone.
And, but who was the challenger?
I challenged him.
You challenged him.
No, so. Andy challenged Brooke.
You. This
what
isn't
the
a
fuck?
Garage.
What are you doing? Why are you rewriting history?
Well, I challenged him. I said, name that movie.
Allison
he said
and I
Philadelphia.
Are champing at the bit for a shot to win this game.
That's
I'm ready
right.
to pick the next category.
Right. I just want to make sure we go the right direction. So we're going to start with you, Bill, and then go to Allison.
So excited.
Okay.
Wait, I get to pick?
Yeah, you get to pick.
All right.
We're going to need a bigger coat.
Movies about coats.
That's movies, no, where someone is frozen.
Oh, okay.
Where someone is frozen.
Mm.
Yeah, red underscore beard 033 suggested, this is a good one, Jurassic Pork. And that's films where Jeff Goldblum has sex.
That's a great one.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. And then... Oh, I feel like I did that one already, so I'm going to skip it for now. Apollo 86. That's movies where Carl Weathers dies.
That one's out. We're not doing that one.
Okay, that one's out.
Let's go
what
with
do you think of those other two.
Let's go with Jurassic Pork.
Yeah.
I love that, Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, you looked around at all the guys and made that decision.
That's right. I didn't look at Allison.
She's
ridiculously attractive.
Oh,
really good looking.
Look, feel like maybe the tension is sexual.
She's married, Bill.
Really good looking. That's good looking right there.
Oh, there, man.
Look at that right there. I'm pointing right at it. That good looking thing right there.
I'm not being gross.
Did you see the screen? All right.
I'm pointing at her face. I'm not.
Two and a half stars. Just stop pointing. Just all the pointing is weird.
Yeah, this is in a garage.
It's not a safe place.
2.5 stars from Mr. Maltin for this film that Jeff Goldblum gets to have some sex in. The year is 1986. And he says about this movie that it is extremely intense. And he also calls it sharply written. But he lists a mere 4 names. So this could get ugly fast. How many names can you get it in, Bill?
-2.
Wow.
This is -2. Well, what you're going to do with that, Allison? Just pray maybe that he just seems so confident.
So now I say how many I can name it in, or I challenge him to name it?
Mm-hmm.
Name it.
All right, so you got to name the movie, and then the top 2 build people in the correct order, top person first, and I won't say if you're right or wrong until we hear all 3 of your answers.
It's got to be The Fly, Jeff Goldblum, Gina Davis.
That is correct.
That's
Wow.
That's exciting. That's just exciting.
Now point at Alice.
Yeah.
Now point at her.
Exciting.
Oh, brother.
That puts me in the lead, right? And I'm in the lead right now, right? I'm in the lead. I'm winning, right? I've never won this.
Okay, we're going to start
right
with
now,
Andy.
I would win, right?
No,
I keep
you're
talking,
tied
we
for...
Don't play.
There's a 3-way tie for first.
Oh, even though I did a -2, I don't get more points?
No. You'd normally get included in the Tournament of Championships, but I don't want to have you back on that soon.
Shagadelic.
I'm dizzy.
People write in after some people are on the show, and they'll be like, have him back in 3 years and stuff like that. I listen to every single tweet. No, it's always a pleasure to have you, Bill, and that you are now officially in the Tournament of Championships if you win tonight.
Oh, my God.
Yes, you still have to get 1 more point.
Jesus.
And this next round starts with Andy gets to pick the category, and then we're going to go to Brooks. And Andy gets to choose between Ken Jennings. That's the category where it's movies where the title is in the form of a question. And then Interstellar got her groove back. The romantic comedies of Matthew McConaughey. And then we're right back around to LOL Cool J. Comedies with LL Cool J.
I'm going to do... I'll do LOL Cool J.
Okay.
Oh, man.
I know one.
The year is 1991. 2.5 stars for this movie that's got LL Cool J in it. Leonard calls this movie LL. Long, loud. Finally, we know what that means. Long, loud, Cool J. Leonard says this movie's got some laughs. But it all goes out of control. And he lists 12 peoples, 12 actors. How many can you get it in 1991's year?
I can get it in 6.
Andy says he can do it in 6 names, Brooks.
Name that movie.
Oh, what a play we have here.
I'm only going to win it because Andy's stupid. That's my only way to get in.
I'm stupid?
Yeah,
you're
dumb.
In garages.
Yeah, well.
You are on SNL and you're wearing an undershirt.
Not an undershirt.
I'm stupid?
This has a pocket. It makes it not an undershirt.
Jesus Christ.
It's got a decent feel to it.
That's the only way I can win. I'm doing a power move.
You called me stupid.
I'm banking on it.
All right.
All right, you get 6 names. And, thanks for playing Allison and Bill, but neither one of you have a chance of winning this thing.
My nightmare where I can't stop coughing on stage while doing a podcast is happening right now, so if listeners at home are like, who's that person dying? It was me.
Yeah, you think you're dying?
Hopefully not. I seem to be pulling through.
You're holding
you, you guys.
Pretty good.
No, I'm just silently coughing.
You should
coughing
have Bill point into your mouth.
It's not magical, man.
It could be. You don't know yet.
That's true.
We can't know if we don't try.
Just going to point. It's not going to be anything weird. Just going to point in your mouth.
Perfectly
it's
normal.
Not weird. Just open your mouth. I'm going to stick my finger in there and point at something.
Just touch her uvula. Isn't that what it's called?
It's a uvula. Uvula. No.
Uvula sounds
sexual. Now it's
going to
get weird.
Uvula.
Not touching anything. I'm just pointing at things in her mouth. It's not weird.
Someone's getting a very very musical ringtone over there. Might have been the Bee Gees, I think.
It would have been way badass if you answered hello. Like, that's what I would have really been like, that's fucking cool. Like, what?
If you had held up a finger to us, hey, yeah. Keep it down for a second.
It's my agent.
Go ahead.
This is my agent.
It's gotten a lot better, though, the cell phone shit, right? At shows and stuff?
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
It's gone.
And movies and all that?
At concerts, like, it's gone back down. It's good. I think we hit a peak, and we're coming back to enjoying it. It's great.
Okay. Your 6 names are Karen Lynn Gorney. That's 3 names.
Remember what movie she was in?
I always have fun with that.
I have a signed headshot of her.
Christina Ricci.
Wow.
Delroy Lindo, LL Cool J.
Someone's stopping at Redbox on the way home.
Luis Guzman.
Ah, yes.
That's what you call strip clubs.
And John Capodice.
That guy was...
That's your 6 names. Bill, settle down.
I'm just buying some time for Andy.
You know, we don't need you to do that.
Christina
Ricci. We didn't wrap this shit up.
Luis Guzman, Delroy Lindo. Fuck, I don't have it.
Comedy with LL Cool J.
Do you know it, Brooks?
No, I don't know it, but I just banked on you not knowing it.
It's a tough category.
You picked this category.
Yeah, all I knew was toys. I was just hoping it was toys.
Guess toys.
No. All right. I feel like it's in here somewhere.
It is.
He's looking in his pants the years of drug abuse.
Let me ask Brooks a question really quick. Do you think it might be toys?
I mean, that's what... Look, I would guess that just because...
All right.
Yeah.
I thought it just felt like you were talking him into guessing the wrong answer.
No, but I was saying, like, I guess Philadelphia.
Oh, what
like,
did I just say too much? What's your answer?
I don't know it.
You don't even want to guess toys?
Toys.
No.
Oh, I thought it might be toys.
I knew it wasn't toys.
It's a motion picture that starred Michael J. Fox and James Woods called The Hard Way. The Hard Way.
All right.
Yeah.
The cop movie.
Yeah. So Brooks Whelan is our winner.
All right.
He got the 2 points.
2 points. Andy's stupidity is the real winner here. Overdue.
How can we call that that I don't know the hard way is stupid?
I'm sorry. Yeah, what you a dummy.
It's a well-played game by Brooks Wheel, and I will say that. That's strategy.
Just throw it back at
Andy. Your way.
One time I went camping with Brooks, and all he brought was beer, cheese, and summer sausage.
And I brought a skateboard, too.
That's a party. Yeah.
Well, that's great. I'm excited to win. Hannah won, right?
Where is she? Come and get your prize bag, Hannah.
Yeah. Can you crack those?
I'm going to eat these. I feel like it was an even trade now. I got Oreos, you got the marijuana logs. So, I'm being sincere. That's fucking great.
Yeah, yeah.
You can burn your own cover for that marijuana logs CD. Not even nothing. Who? Like, you couldn't stop and have gotten, like, a plastic one at Staples? Anything.
No, she has the content. That's all you need. It's great.
So you got that
Allison Rosen is your new best friend podcast on iTunes. Very popular. Check it out. Anything more specific you need to plug, Allison?
Well, when they'll hear this on Friday, right?
No, tomorrow-ish.
Oh, tomorrow. Oh, okay. Well, check out my James Gunn interview, and then on the next one, check out next Monday, check out Scott Aukerman.
Oh, cool.
And follow me on Twitter at Allison Rosen.
All right. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Bill Dwyer.
Doug Benson.
What do you got coming up, buddy?
I'm at Flappers in Claremont this weekend. I'm at Crackers in Indianapolis next weekend. And
everyone thinks you're making things up.
Yeah. I'm not.
I'll be at Smackers
and Crappers and Slappers and Jappers.
I know. I thought it was funny as I was saying it in my head.
Another ER club. What's the next club?
And then I'm on the season finale of this season's Children's Hospital, which hasn't come out yet.
Oh, okay, cool.
That's great.
Awesome.
It's a good
Thanks,
one.
Bill.
It's a good one.
I'm sorry you didn't win today, so you're not in the Tournament of Championships, but it was still a great performance.
It was a great job.
Yeah.
It was an easy one. You guys all
I liked it
one.
When you pointed.
Are you going to be in the BattleBots reboot in any way?
Maybe they'll have me. I don't know. No one's called.
All right. Well, we're putting the word out now that you need to be a part of it.
Like they don't know that already.
Yeah. Brooks Wheelan, are you excited about going back to New York for the SNL 40 years?
No, I'm not going back to that.
No, come on. That'd be a fun surprise, like just have like a lineup of people that were fired.
Eddie Murphy and Brooks Wheelan drive out there together. Yeah, no, I'm not going to. Somebody was like, are you going to that? I was like, no. They're like, they invited Eddie Murphy. I was like, we had different careers there.
How the hell did Eddie Murphy get an invite?
Yeah, exactly. We're not quite the same boat.
He's not going to show up, or if he does, he's going to do something that's very inconsequential.
I bet he'll introduce
a clip or something.
I bet he shows up.
All right.
I don't care.
Of course. Yeah. I'm sorry they got rid of you. That sucks.
No, it's totally fine.
That sucks.
What's going on, Brooks? Where are you going to be? Flappers and Crappers and Snackers and Laughters?
Are you doing Snappers, you son of a bitch?
I'm featuring for Bill at Clappers. No, I'm just back in L.A. I have a new album out. It's called This Is Cool, Right? Just listen to it. It's good. I think, maybe.
Are you going to be on the Girls' 40th anniversary?
I'll be on Girls' 40th anniversary. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's great.
I'm invited back to that one.
Cool.
And I'll be camping with Andy next weekend in Joshua Tree, if anybody wants
camping
to.
Camping with Andy.
Are you That's pitching a comedy like, club. Ways for your character to follow Hannah back to New York City?
No, I think it was just, she was just like, it'd be fun. Brooks is from Iowa. Do my show. And I was like, that was fun. Thank you. And then, I was like, so when am I
your character stuck in fucking Iowa.
Yeah, I stuck at Iowa book, which is fine. It's a reference for people who went to Iowa. God damn it, guys. I was going strong. I should have just fucking got out of here.
Andy Hades, we're going to be on the cruise, the 311 cruise together. That's going to be a blast.
Yeah.
To Jamaica, Mon. And then when we get there, you get on a private island. You don't get to really see Jamaica at all.
Oh, great.
But it's a neat island.
Cool. I'll wave to Jamaica.
Yeah.
And all the other Caribbean
islands.
You
don't want to go into real Jamaica.
No?
It's crazy in there, yeah.
Okay.
They have the worst Uber down there.
I have an album called Greatest Hits, and it's not new, but nobody ever bought it, so maybe you could change that.
Annie had my favorite new joke I've heard in like 6 months about getting divorced, people let you away with stuff before. Can I tell this joke? It's funny to me. I've told a lot of people Andy's joke.
I don't know if it's going to translate or if it's the right time to do
it. Okay, yeah, you're right, all right. Just listen.
Also, we're not in a garage, you know what I mean?
Andy has my new favorite joke of the last 6 months. Listen to his album. It's great.
It's at I'm Andy Haynes.
Your album, is that what it's called?
No, it's called Greatest Hits.
And his Twitter handle is Two Haynes.
Yes.
Thank you to all of you for being here. Two Haynes.
Thank you. You're welcome, Doug.
Brooks Whelan.
Thanks, Doug.
Bill Dwyer and Allison Rosen. And as always, maple syrup, not from Vermont, is a shithead. Leaving the UCB theater is a shithead. I'm not leaving.
Yeah, we burned him there.
I don't know why. Now I really want to see this. Zachary Quinto in the Slap trailer is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in